Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. We have looked at a lot of things through this wonderful plan. We've seen from the beginning of creation how God made man. He gave dominion in the earth, gave him authority. Satan came, who was Lucifer, who had been kicked out of heaven because of his rebellion. His name is Satan, and how he came and deceived man, deceived the woman. Man knew exactly what was going on, and man gave that authority into the hands of the devil. We saw the fact that the way God got the redemption across was through working with man through covenants. God made a covenant, and this covenant opened up the door for God to work in his life. And the covenant was not only just made with Abram, but it was made with his seed. Jesus was the seed who was going to come forth, and God does everything through his word. He would speak forth the word, and the word would bring forth Jesus in the earth. It would bring forth the will of God. And it's so important that we see that the Word was made flesh. At the time appointed, Jesus came into the earth. And he's the one who walked the walk that Adam had failed. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. And about 30 years old, he entered the ministry. He destroyed the works of the devil, preached the gospel, accomplished all things that the Father gave him to do. And having finished his earthly ministry, he then was in the garden. He gave himself into the hands of the enemy, laid down his life, became sin for us. He was obedient unto the death, became a curse for us. And in doing so, he was offering his soul as a sacrifice for sin. He went through the avenue of death, having become sin, where he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Separated, not with his own sin, but separated from the Father, suffering that spiritual separation because of the sins of mankind. And he was offered up as the Lamb of God by Caiaphas on the altar of the cross, the final sacrifice of the Old Covenant. It was not the end of the work. When he said it's finished, that was the end of the Old Covenant. The veil was rent from the top to the bottom. The presence of God left. Jesus commended his spirit into God's hands. But he didn't go to heaven at that point. First he went down. The Bible says that before he ascended, first he descended into the lower parts of the earth. He was there 3 days and three nights. And after those 3 days and three nights of being in the lowest pit, he was raised from the dead. And we're going to pick up with some of the scriptures along this line. Acts 2:24, it says, God raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. In verse 27, he says, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. And in verse 31, seeing this, he spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. See, that's where Jesus was. His soul was in hell. Neither his flesh did see corruption. His body was up there in the tomb. He came back and picked up that body when he was raised from the dead. Now, we know the fact that in hell, there were actually two compartments of hell. We know this because in Luke chapter 16, it talks about a certain rich man, and it talks about Lazarus, a certain beggar. And it talks about the fact that when they died, they both went down, which is where men would go. Lazarus went into Abraham's bosom. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. But the rich man died, and he was in the lower part of hell. And he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and he saw Abraham afar off. There was a great gulf fixed between there, and he couldn't see. Couldn't get to it from one part to the other, but he could see. And he was tormented, this rich man in the lower part of hell, was tormented in this flame. And he wanted Lazarus to come down and dip the tip of his finger in water in order to cool his tongue. Because Lazarus was in a place of comfort with Abraham. But this rich man, he was in a place of torment. And there was a great gulf fixed. Now what was Jesus doing? In Hebrews 2:14, the Bible says this, that likewise, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. the means of getting to the devil, destroy his works, was going through the avenue of death. Jesus went through the avenue of death to get to the devil, who had the power of death, and to destroy his works. That's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus went through that avenue, and he was the one who was born again down there in hell after those 3 days and three nights. Jesus was raised from the dead. Acts chapter 13, verse 33, it says the fact that thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, or born thee. That same thing is repeated over in Hebrews chapter 1, where it says, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, that is Jesus. He's the firstborn from the dead, praise God. Hallelujah. We see a scripture in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. It says, he spoiled the principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That's exactly what he did down there in hell. In Revelation 1:18, he says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus was alive, and then he died with our sins. He did not die because of his sins. He died with our sins. And it was illegal for Satan to take him to hell, but he was made sin. They thought they'd won. See, Satan and all of his troops, they thought that they'd won. They thought that the battle was over. But they did not know that this was a plan hidden in God. It was wisdom from the foundation of the world, and they did not know what was going on. It says there that he says, I'm alive. I'm he that liveth and was dead, and I'm alive forevermore. He was raised from the dead, and he took back those keys of hell and of death, praise God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says, he's the firstborn among many brethren. You and I, if we're born again, we have a number in there that are one of the brethren of the firstborn. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:23 that the real church is the church of the firstborn. That's what assembles in heaven, the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, praise God. Colossians 1:15 says he's the firstborn of every creature, the firstborn from the dead in Colossians 1, verse 18. Now, you have to understand that Satan didn't know what was going on. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7 and 8 says this, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. The princes of this world were those principalities that were under Satan's control. They did not know what was going on. Satan did not know the wisdom of God. He did not know this plan of God. None of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because of the fact that when they took Jesus down, they had no right to do it, because he did not commit sin himself. They had no right to take him down. He gave himself into their hands. He was made sin with our sins and went through the avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death. They had no legal right to take him down. It says, if the princes had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because that gave Jesus the avenue to go down there and bear away for those 3 days and three nights the sins of the people. And he was raised from the dead, and he could take back the keys of hell and of death, praise God. Ephesians 4, 8, and 9, 10, it says that when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. But verse 9 says, now that he that ascended, was it but that he first also descended into the lower parts of the earth. That's into hell, the lower parts. And then, having accomplished the redemption, then he was raised from the dead. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, it says, when he was quickened by the Spirit, he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Where was that? That was in Abraham's bosom. They were held in prison in that kind of a holding place in the upper compartment of hell, which was a place where they were not tormented, they were in comfort, but nonetheless it was a place where they were imprisoned. And he preached the gospel unto the spirits in prison. It says so in 1 Peter 4, 6, that for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. And boy, when they came up out of there, and they got their bodies. They were led captivity captive by Jesus, and they came up and got their bodies. In fact, in Matthew 27, verse 50, 51, 52, and 53, we see the picture of Jesus on the cross on earth when he left, and then we see the picture of when he came back onto earth. In verse 50 it says, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. That's verse 51. Then what happened? The 3 days and three nights occurred. And you don't hear about that at all during that in this verse. Then the next verse, verse 52, says, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. When was that? That's picking up 3 days and three nights later at the resurrection of Jesus. And it says in verse 53, they came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. That must have been some sight, seeing those Old Testament saints walking around with their bodies. Jesus had overcome the devil, and death had been put underfoot. Hallelujah. After that, Jesus appeared to Mary, and he said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended. He was now going to ascend unto the Father. And what did he do when he went up to heaven? He poured out his blood on the mercy seat in heaven, cleansing all those heavenly utensils, ratifying the new covenant, praise God. He ratified the new covenant. And now the covenant was so. Having done that, Jesus came back to earth, appeared to the disciples, let them handle him, because now his blood was already poured out. He was seen in 40 days, and he was teaching them of the things concerning the kingdom of God, and telling them that they were going to have to wait for the Holy Spirit to be poured out. After that, Jesus left, and he went back up there to heaven, where he went to heaven with the cloud. The Old Testament saints went with him. And in heaven he was inaugurated as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and enthroned and called God. Thy throne, O God, is forever. He was made Lord and Christ. And then those 10 days later came the day of Pentecost, and Jesus, having received from the Father the Holy Spirit, sent the Holy Spirit into the earth. And that was the birthday of the church of the firstborn. Jesus was the firstborn from the dead. And then all of a sudden, 3,000 little Christ, Church of the Firstborn members, were born again, and they became the family of God, praise God, that he'd always wanted to bring forth. Satan saw all these little Christs, and here now, the birthday of the church had occurred, the Holy Spirit was there, and the church went forth to preach the gospel boldly. And that's what God wants you to do. Go preach it and declare the resurrection of Jesus. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless.